Hey vlog, welcome to another episode of Dissecting. In this episode, we're going to be diving into a book called The Things They Carried. Hi, my name is Shannon Conley, and this is the Hey Vlog podcast, a podcast in which I talk, rant, slash argue about things that interest me. Today, we're going to be talking about a book that I read in my AP Lang class titled The Things They Carried. The Things They Carried is a book by Tim O'Brien, a published author, obviously, who recounts his time in war through various short stories that were originally stories of their own, but he eventually put them all into one book and made it an entire, like, book with a bunch of stories. Like I said, it's a recollection of his time in combat and the people he encountered, the events that happened, just all different types of things, his personal experience, his thoughts, his memories, and everything of the like. Besides being kind of forced to read the book because we read it during class, I thought it was a good book. There was like some initial confusion, which confusion just always intrigues me for some reason, because I want to figure things out. So the fact that I was confused like amused me. I think that the book as a whole kind of mentioned a whole lot about like just truth and just like feelings and just how to feel and morality and things of that nature, and just how we as humans don't necessarily we don't necessarily make those like distinctions, or we don't necessarily talk about them in ways that other people can feel that way, or like just feel what we're feeling. I remember one time in the book, I forget which short story it was, but Tim, the author, O'Brien, was talking about how he had made up the story about him killing someone, and he had only made it up in order to make the reader feel like how he felt when he saw that dead body. And it's kind of crazy to think about that. It kind of makes you feel like, it kind of makes the reader feel alienated, because like, wow, you know, he lied. But he had said previous in the story, in a short story called How to Tell a Good War Story, that sometimes things are made up. He basically said you never know the truth. You basically just never know when a true war story is a true war story, because people make up things, whether it be because they don't remember it or because they are trying to have that effect or trying to make you feel something. And in this case, he made up the story about killing someone in order to make the reader feel what he felt. And it's his attempt, as he does various times in the book, at trying to make the reader feel what it's like to be in war, trying to convey those feelings and put the reader, and trying to make the reader put themselves in his shoes and in his comrade's shoes, like just to understand the weight of war, the turmoil, the emotional weight, like even the physical weight. Because in the beginning, he stated, he listed off like all the things that they physically carried, and then later in the book it's all the emotional baggage that they carried. And like I said, various times throughout the book he tries to convey that feeling, whether it be through a made-up story or not. And I think that contributed to my confusion, because it's like half of this book is a lie, but as you're reading it, you don't know that. You put yourself there and feel as if you were there. And that's kind of what this book did for me. Genuinely enjoyed it. I felt that the type of read that it was something different. I had never read anything like it, because you weren't the one there, because you just weren't in combat with them. You don't know if it was a lie or not. You just feel what you felt. You feel what they felt. And I think that is what coined this as a good book. The fact that even though I wasn't there, even though most of the readers weren't there, we could still feel and understand and try to understand what these people felt being in combat. We could at least try and empathize with them, and that makes a good book. Welcome back to the Hey Vlog podcast. We previously were talking about why The Things They Curate was a great book. Now, there were specific short stories that I really liked. I think there was one where Mark Fossey's girlfriend arrived to their site, and it took a while for her to get out there, and it was a real like victory for him. It was something that had never been done, because women usually don't come out to the site and see their men in combat. So it was a little weird, especially for the other comrades, to see her out there. Everyone's first impression of her was this young, petite, 17-year-old girl. Looked like she was straight out of high school. Really pretty, really dainty. You know, just your average teen girl. And she came in and she was... Maybe it's my inner feminist, but I like female characters being in places where they aren't supposed to be. Like, women aren't... Even though women are allowed to go to war and to be in the army, it's still kind of taboo almost to think of a woman being in the army. And I feel like the fact that she showed up, and she wasn't necessarily scared, she never really showed fear. And I think that's kind of what threw Fossey off, was the fact that she wasn't afraid of war. She didn't seem afraid of war. And he wasn't fond of that idea. There were various times where he had to tell her to kind of lay off and just like ease up, because this was a man's world. This wasn't something that she was supposed to be interested in. And eventually she did end up leaving, but she also came back. And when she came back, she was more than Fossey could have imagined her being. She was tough. She was clean. She cleaned up nice. She actually came back as an army woman. She came back enlisted, and it was nothing like Fossey had ever seen. He never could have imagined it. And when he saw her, he just broke. He broke down. He didn't know what to do. But he knew it was her, and he knew he wasn't crazy. And long story short, it ended up being her. And she came back and she explained, like I said before, she had never showed fear. So it was weird for them, and for me reading it was weird. But she came back and she basically said that being in war gave her this sense of self. It made her find who she really was. She had never been so close to death, basically, but also never so close to being alive. She sought out that thrill. She sought out that adrenaline. And there was a story in there where it said that, but she lived for the nighttime, where they would go and they would just wait, and they would crouch, and they would be all camouflaged up. She lived for that, and she would wander through the woods, and it felt like it came naturally to her. Whereas for the men, it was something that they had to adjust to. Like Tim himself, he wasn't necessarily like interested in war, and when he got there, he didn't have this desire to be there, as did Mark Fossey's girlfriend. Neither did any of the other men. Rat Kylie did it. I don't think he did. I don't think Kurt Lemon did. None of them really had a desire to be in war, or really were like fond of the idea of war, as Mark Frosty's girlfriend was. And I think that's what I like so much about her character. I think it's my inner feminist coming out here, but she was a woman. Like, she did her thing, and I feel like it really scared those men, especially Mark Fossey. It really hurt him to see her so independent and so close to herself. And I feel like that's what every woman needs to do, is just find themselves and get close with, wherever that may be. They need to find themselves and get close with themselves. Another story that I really liked was the one where it's called Spin, and it's where Tim is recounting just a bunch of short stories from his comrades. And there's one in here where Norman Bowker is lying on his back, and he basically tells O'Brien that he just wishes his dad would write a letter to him and tell him that it's okay if he doesn't win any medals. And because that's all his dad talk about is winning medals. And I feel like that short story really, like, I don't know, it did something for me, because a lot of people, especially parents and just adults in general, or like tiger moms, they stress to their kids how important it is to receive recognition, to receive validation, and to do well. When, and not necessarily, they don't necessarily talk about a person's character or a person's morality or morality. They don't necessarily stress those things as much as they do winning awards. And I feel like that becomes an emotional burden for the child when all they have to think about is constantly winning or constantly doing good, when sometimes enough is enough. Like, just trying is enough. But just being in war should be enough for Norman Bucker's dad to be proud of. Like, my son went to war. That is enough. That's a courageous, brave, altruistic decision that should be honored as is. He doesn't have to go to war, risk his life, and get an award for me to be proud of him. Him being in war should be just enough. And I feel like a lot of parents are guilty of that. And Even kids my age who are just obsessed with the validation that comes from receiving material love, they focus too much on that when they should be focused on the little things. They should be focused on the fact that we're here, like, we did it, and that's okay. Like, what we've done is okay. What we've done is enough. And that itself should be rewarded. That itself should be honored and should be appreciated. There was also another that I liked. It's one where Rat Kiley purposely shot himself in the foot, and in order to not have to go in the field that day. And in my opinion, that's noble. I think what Rat Kiley did was noble, and it was vulnerable, and it showed a different side of war. And I remember one time in the book, Tim O'Brien mentioned, these men are more afraid of being ashamed and of being a coward that they risk their life, or something along those lines. And when Rat Kiley shot himself in the foot, it just showed how these men are more, or at least Rat Kiley was more afraid of the unknown pain, that he would rather inflict unnecessary pain on himself instead of risk being killed or being hurt severely. He hurt himself in order to not have that done to him. And I feel like a lot of people do that in life in order to prepare themselves, or to stop or prolong the inevitableness of pain. They inflict it upon themselves because they're scared, because they're not cowards, they're just scared. And Rat Kiley was just scared, just like all the men in the book. They are scared. And that's one part that you don't hear much about in real life, at least about men in the army. You don't hear that they go in scared. You don't hear that they go in nervous and sad most of the time. These men fear for their life, and they have the right to. But because they feel they have this sense of honor to uphold, and they owe their country something, or they owe people that they don't even know anything, as explained in On the Rainy River, they owe people something, or just they owe the country or something, they go anyway, because it's the noble thing to do, or it's the right thing to do. And in most cases, that's not how they truly feel, so they ignore their feelings for the sake of others. And Rat Kiley, I feel like in that moment, made me realize that most of the time we are scared. We just have to acknowledge that. And some men envied him because he was so openly scared, and he didn't care that he would be shamed or shunned or thought of as a coward. He would have rather shot himself in the foot than risk being killed. So why should I read this book, you may be wondering? I feel like people should read this book if they're ready to be sent on a roller coaster of feelings and emotions and thoughts. The book details a lot about just being honest and being truthful and being honest with who you are as a person and how you feel. It underlines the spiritual, emotional, psychological burdens that we all carry within ourselves. Not even just army men or army women, just us as people, those burdens that we all carry. It brings light to those and makes us find them in ourselves when we otherwise wouldn't have. War right now, it gives you more respect for veterans and people who are in active duty. It also sheds light on women in duty, and it makes you realize what they actually go through, and it gives you an inside look on how it actually is to be there firsthand, because Tim himself was there. And so to have him narrating a book in which he has experience in, it's just a whole nother level of understanding, and it makes you more, like I said, respectful for those who have experienced or are currently experiencing. The storytelling in this book is very immaculate. It's very different. It's not something that most people could catch on to, maybe, or are into, but once you start reading it, you really start to be interested in it. At least I was. I got really interested in it, and it's not something that I would pick up myself, but I ended up liking it. It's a nice piece of writing. I feel like a lot of people who are struggling to write could learn a lot about just how to write a good story. No pun intended. But yeah, I think it will be a good for anyone who's ready. So that concludes this episode of Dissecting. I hope you guys enjoyed and maybe even learned a little something or did a little reflecting. It was nice talking to you guys. Nice chatting with you. As always, I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye, vlog.